At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
D'Anthony, we got a new presidential candidate in the mix, and I couldn't be happier.
You think he's going to make the debates?
No, right?
You got to have 15%.
You have to have 15. Yeah, you can't make that. He can't make that.
No,
he can't. He can't at all. And I want to give a shout out before we talk about Kanye running for president to all of the. There's been a bunch of drinking bros that have asked us to get the libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen on the show. We've reached out to her, and so far, we got not a son, but she's only got 40,000 Instagram followers, so I don't think she's going to be able to pull this one out.
No, apparently she's from my hometown, by the way.
Is she really?
Greenville, South Carolina, yeah.
She picked her VP. She's today. Been.
So did I.
Well, you're going to be Kanye's VP is what's going to happen.
Yeah, actually, that is something that we're going to try to do. If Kanye does actually make a run for president, we're going to use the Drinking Bros to try to get me on the ticket as vice president.
That'd be great. Be so fucking great.
I mean, what you want about Kanye, but he's a guy that kind of follows the evidence. Like he didn't fucking buck the trend on black people supporting Trump or Republicans because he was bored or something. He did it. He's explained it. Like he's a rich dude.
Yeah.
So he understands economics probably better than he's built massive empires, businesses. He understands economics better than the average person. So it's an economic situation. But when all the stuff that's been going on lately, he probably feels like I could do that.
You know, I wonder. By the way, there's some people in the used tubes asking if we are live. Yes, we are, actually. I'm driving out after the show tonight. This was way too important. We had to stop in the studio and go live on YouTube.
Dan Fieri. Did you see that?
And go live across the interwebs to everyone out there.
Did you see that post today? The fucking fan page photoshop or deep faked me on to Guy Fieri?
Yeah. Whoever's running the at Dan Holloway fan page on Instagram is the greatest person of all time.
Yeah.
One of the greatest humans on the planet. This Kanye thing, though, is extremely interesting to me because, look, we know he's boys with Trump, right?
We also know that the presidential election is essentially a popularity contest.
It has become that. And
it's not become that. It's always been that. Like, there have been instances where that wasn't true, but for the vast majority of elections, that's what it was. Look back in the early 20th century. It was basically, they didn't talk about policy in public. They just shit-talked each other and gave each other stupid nicknames.
Right.
That's it.
Well, that's what's going on now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but if you look at it, look, Obama, I think, was popular.
Mm-hmm.
People were excited for him. Trump was popular. People were excited for him. George Bush era, I wasn't excited for him. I wasn't excited for Bill Clinton or the first George Bush, to be honest with you. That's about all I can remember.
George Bush 1, I liked just because he was an actual real American hero.
Mm-hmm.
And the first... He was the last real warrior we had in
But was
office.
He popular?
Wildly.
He
until,
was.
Until midway through, or until, like, I don't know, three quarters of the way through his election.
Okay.
That's when they started calling him the wimp president.
Yeah.
Because he didn't drive all the way to Baghdad and fuck Saddam Hussein up. Which seems like, in retrospect, probably was a good idea. Because Junior did that and it didn't really work out for him that well.
Iraq seems great right now.
Yeah.
Well, Airbnbs are super cheap if you're looking to get an Airbnb in Iraq right now.
I use HomeAway when I go there.
But the Kanye thing, here's my guess on it, right? I think he's looking at the numbers for Trump, and I think that he's also tired of black people voting Democrat all the time.
Yeah.
And or that's, you know, illusion that's every black person should vote Democrat. Therefore, let's say he does take some votes away from Biden in some of these key states. It would work to Trump's advantage, and maybe that's the whole fucking scam, dude. I don't know.
Maybe he's bored.
Maybe he's got a new album coming out.
Maybe he's rich.
Oh, maybe.
Definitely rich. I don't know.
Yeah, he's worth $1 billion, and then the wife is like in the $900 million right now. So financially, yes, they could run for it. The weird thing is, I wonder if he would have ran before this, because you're pretty deep into the election now. It's, you know, 4 months away at this point.
Yeah.
Less than 4 months away. I wonder if he would have ran as an independent early on and got everybody behind this. And if it's Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, like, are you popular enough through Instagram and social media to win the president of the United States?
Well, maybe. I mean, I guess it depends on what he has to say. People are polarized by this man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are very few people who either, I'm sorry, most people either really like him or don't, right? There's not a whole lot of ambivalence when it comes to Kanye West because he's an outspoken guy. This is very curious to me.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
Strange. So I'm leaning towards the, hey man, let's just use our voice and say whatever the fuck we want. And then if it takes away votes from Biden, I'm fine with it. Cause at the end of the day, the two of them are capitalists.
Yeah, there's nothing technically illegal about that, but it is kind of shitty.
Kind of. Or is it? Is this what our country's come to, where you got a guy hiding in the fucking basement right now of his house who's not coming out? I don't even know where he is.
You're talking about Biden?
Yeah, I don't even know what state he's in right now.
I don't think he does either.
So if you're looking at the two of them and you're like, all right, cool, man, if we're just going to do this for publicity and everything else and trying to give this a go, let's see what it's like. Why not dip a toe in as an independent? You can give it a shot, and whatever happens, happens at this point. The crazy thing is, if there will be votes for him, like, because I think enough Bernie bros and all these people are just pissed off enough to go to the polls and say, you know what, man, I'll throw some votes Kanye's way. Who gives a shit?
I mean, I'm going to vote for him. I'm not kidding.
Who's his VP?
I don't care.
So you're all in on Kanye.
I mean, I'm going to write myself in alongside him, yeah.
Okay.
But he's not going to get on the ballot, probably. So it's going to be a write-in campaign. But I will absolutely write his name in and mine next to it.
So I looked into this. I think there's about 12 states where he won't be able to get in, but he might be able to get on the ballots for the other states. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. He dropped a song maybe 3 days before this. So is that part of it?
I don't know.
That he's got a new album coming out. Like, who knows?
I don't know. I mean, it's
either, Kid Rock did the same thing.
He's either starting to feel more responsibility for his community. And by his community, I mean America, right? Not necessarily just the black community. But he's either starting to feel more responsibility for that, or he is one of the worst human beings of all time. Because he did all that Jesus shit and all those, like, prayer gatherings or musical gatherings,
yeah,
and then put out a fucking Jesus album and sold a shit ton of
two stuff. Jesus albums.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then, like, if he does this and then puts out some kind of political album, he's basically human garbage.
Right.
He's the equivalent of like Herman Cain, who runs for fucking office just so he can write a book about it afterwards and make the creepiest campaign commercial of all time. Do you remember it with the smoke and he slowly turns into camera like this and smiles and does like this? The best spoof of that was Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
So go to Google, type in Mike Tyson, Herman Cain, and just watch that for the next 6 or 7 days.
Big fan. Yeah. Big fan of that. So let's see. He's out. He's missed the filing deadline to appear on the ballot as an independent candidate in at least 6 states. Among those are New York, Texas, North Carolina, Maine, New Mexico, and Indiana.
Well, we'll be voting in Texas, so I'll just have to write his name in.
Yeah, you can, which is great. There are also deadlines in the next few weeks to make it on the ballot in Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Ye's home state of Illinois. What up, what up? His adopted third home state, Bert Koontz's home state, Wyoming, Ohio, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Utah, Pennsylvania, and a handful of others. So, yeah, there's technically a chance on this.
I mean, there's a chance that he'll get more. What did the Libertarian candidate get in 2016?
I think it was Gary Johnson.
I think it was like 14% or some shit. It was a higher, much higher number than you would think.
I believe so. Well, it wasn't that crazy. I think it was like 1%, 2% tops. But it was Gary Johnson. He's the one who didn't know where Aleppo was.
He still doesn't know.
No, that's kind of what ended his thing. Now, hey, by the way, and if you're listening at home, we talked to Gary Johnson last time. You guys had us reach out to him, and we did. He was in Utah, so Jared went to go see him.
He got 3.3%.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not terrible.
Oh, it was 4.4 million votes. That's where I was getting that 4 from.
So if you look at 4.4 million
votes. Or 4.5, votes, actually.
Can Kanye West get more than 4.5 million?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
So if he does, that affects the entire fucking election. And what if Trump wins because of Kanye West?
I think you should appoint Kanye West as something.
I agree.
Like him, not an ambassador. That's too low level for a guy like that. He needs to be a secretary of something.
Yeah.
Like I would make him, I don't know, SecDef probably. Why not? I mean, all the secretaries of defense we've had recently are a fucking bunch of goobers anyways. Let me look back through them because I don't remember the last time a guy with an actual CIB was in there.
Mattis was in there last, right?
Mattis... I don't get the fucking fascination with the guy. Like, oh, he's the warrior monk. Was he ever even in combat? Wasn't he like an artillery guy in Vietnam or some shit? Which I don't know what artillery dudes did back then.
Right.
But artillery is typically not a frontline soldier. Then he ran frontline guys from way back in the background for the rest of his career, which is what officers do. That's not an insult. It's just like,
yeah.
This guy is not fucking Matt Damon or nothing. You know what I mean? He's not running around. He's not John Wick. He's just some fucking asshole that turns out just to be a political crony.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know too much about him, but I know he's beloved. That's all I know, but I'm not really sure why.
I think that's part of the Marine Corps cult thing. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks so bad to be a Marine that they get shitty equipment. They get the worst assignments. They often get thrown out there with zero support. And so to deal with that, you have to fucking... You have to have a certain kind of attitude, like, fuck everybody else, we're the best.
Right.
Yeah, you have to think like that to make it work. Well, sometimes that gets applied to some of their members. There's much better Marines to think about than General Mattis, like Dakota Meyer, for example.
Yeah, Dakota's a great guy.
Or John Bazelon. There's some actual heroes.
Put Dakota in there as Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be great.
I don't think he would care that much, to be honest.
You never know. You never know.
I think he would just fucking troll people.
He's a pretty patriotic dude.
No, he for sure is, but I mean, come on. Oh, the current guy, Esper, I didn't know he had a CIB. Good for him. So he's the first one in a
while.
Who
is it? What's his full name? What's his
Mark
government name?
Esper. ESPER, which is a weird name.
Yeah, it is weird. It's super weird. Yeah, but if Kanye West is the one who turns this election to Trump,
mm-hmm.
if he turns it to Trump, that would be the greatest thing in the history of all time and the most 2020 thing
yeah, it'd be really
we could
funny.
Possibly get right now. And I'm amped about it because right now I don't have much to be amped about. Colleges are starting to shut down for the fall and move to online. First up was Harvard today, and they're asking students and their families to pay full tuition, which is $49,800 a year to take
a year or a semester
online classes. I think it's a year.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
For two semesters a year for online classes? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they're out of their fucking minds.
That extended to Princeton. Princeton is offering a 10% discount, which is nice of them. So they're trying to outdo Harvard just a little bit. It's almost, yeah. That feels very Dollar General to me.
Yeah, you get a better discount at Ghostbed than you do there.
Yeah, you do. And I love Dollar General, for Christ's sakes. But Princeton, a little hard to do that when you're... tuition's coming in at around $50,000 a year. Rutgers was up next. They said that that's what they're going to do as well. Rutgers is in the Big Ten. You know where I'm going with this, Dan. Colleges are shutting down for the fall. There's no way we can have college football this fall.
You wouldn't think so.
You can't put kids out there if you're not going to put them in classrooms. There's no way that's going to happen, which sucks, man. And I don't blame any politician for this. Republican, Democrat, president's, fucking anybody who wants to wear a mask doesn't want to wear a mask. I solely blame China and all this bullshit. And after I saw the bubonic plague trending today on Twitter, and that they've had an actual case of it in mm-hmm. China today, I think it's pretty much we're all done with that country for good, right?
China?
Yeah.
I guess. Who cares?
All these fucking diseases seem to be coming from China right now. And I don't know why. Look, it's a communist country. We're never going to know what goes on over there.
Well, we don't know what's going on here, my man.
I know.
So when the shutdown started, it was what? Like early April, right?
March. It was March 12th, right around there.
Not here, though. Nothing really happened here until April in North Carolina.
No, yeah, it was mid-March because I was on a flight the night before, and that was it. Like, all the concerts and all that shit.
I'm just going to read you some stuff from the CDC website.
Sure.
So, per you, if it was March 12th, so the week of March 14th, 52 people died.
Yes, that's when it started to pick up. Yeah.
And then the next week, 553, then 3,000, then 9,500, then 15,700, then 16,000, and then 14, and then 12. And that was the first week of May, and mm-hmm. it's gone down ever since then. So May 2nd.
Deaths have, but not overall cases.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
So 11,700 the first week of May, the second week of May, about 11,000. Third week of May, 8.8, 6.8 after that, 5.6, 4.3, 3,200, 1,800, and last week was 71. So look, man. Yes.
Why is that?
More people, because it's bullshit, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? So, I'm not saying that this is the biggest hoax perpetrated on the American people in a very, very long time. This data is pretty fucking clear about it, isn't it?
I believe so.
I mean, so we're in stricter lockdown measures now, but we're seeing more cases, mm-hmm. but less deaths. Not less death per cases, less deaths overall.
Overall.
The people who were fucking subject to dying from this, mm-hmm. they're fucking dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? This is the dumbest shit. I'm not saying that COVID doesn't kill people. Clearly it does. We got data to support that. But, oh my God, man. Even through all the fucking reopenings where, oh, there's so many more cases. We've had more cases in the last 10 days than we have at any point, I think, right?
Yes.
And 71 deaths.
Yeah.
If in the last 10 days total, maybe fucking 200 deaths.
Right. And the mayor of Atlanta's got it right now. That is breaking news.
Good for her.
Yeah. I think everybody's got it or is going to get it. So why don't we all just fucking get it and move on with our lives?
I don't see how you can read this information and have anything really to say about how, like, I don't see how you can continue to defend shutting everything down for this.
Agreed.
Like, this data does not match a shutdown.
I agree.
People are out. It's summertime. People are out partying.
Yeah.
In every fucking city. Raging. Every fucking weekend, people are raging. And all the stories are, oh, the fucking new cases are coming from people partying. Well, there's no new deaths, so let them fucking do what they want, bitch. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, man. Jesus. Goddamn Christ. Nashville, for example. They move back to phase two, but all that is social distancing for the most part. Most stuff is still open, even like nail salons and hair and barbers and shit like that.
Sure.
You just it can only be at half capacity because they're just trying to do something to make it look like they're doing something. But
same with Texas, by the way.
Yeah, you can essentially do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. You just have to make reservations at the restaurant, essentially.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Again, COVID is not a hoax. I know people who've gotten it. Tara has it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I don't know a single human being that's died from it.
No.
And I would say that I know more people than most people know people, because it's our job to know people.
Right.
It seems statistically unlikely that you and I wouldn't have known someone that died from this shit. In entertainment or something. Because not only that, but the people we know fucking constantly travel too. Like, we're whatever.
The Broadway actor, Nick Cordero, passed away today, but he had some underlying conditions that they're not talking about today.
This is the dumbest shit of all time.
Yeah, man. So, look, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but it's starting to feel like the entire election is going to be hinges on this one fucking belief of,
yeah.
Do you believe in it?
By the way, last week, those 71 people that died, 36 of them had either pneumonia or the flu as well.
Really?
I should just pull my gun out, shoot myself in the head right now.
We're live. Like, yeah, on
fuck it, man. I'm tired of hearing like fucking weird. Everybody's arguing over whether masks work or not. Of course, a mask is going to stop water droplets from coming out of your mouth. You know what it won't stop? This.
Yeah, touching.
Fucking decades of touching your face.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to unlearn that behavior. That shit's so fucking dumb, man. Just keep old people locked up or get rid of them entirely. Look, Logan's Run. Go watch it. It's Michael York. It's a great movie.
Keep them locked up. Dan's solution. This is why we need Dan as Kanye's VP.
Elderly internment camps.
Hey, man, we're just going to lock you up.
Just have a bunch of old people busting up rocks like Rocky and Rocky 2. Before he went to Afghanistan, or was that 3? I don't remember. Or not Rocky, Rambo.
Was that
2 or 3 where he was breaking up? It was 2, right?
2, yeah.
The beginning of 2, yeah. Just have all these elderly people. They got one hand on their walker. The other one, they got a fucking little tiny ball peen hammer. They're cracking a little rock over and over. Get to work, you old bitch. And that'll get them, you know, more healthy.
I believe so. The bubonic plague was found in a herder in Inner Mongolia. China says a city put control measures in place after one confirmed cause.
There's like there's like 50 or so bubonic plague deaths a year. This is not news.
Is it really?
Yes. In no way is this news.
Yeesh.
It's just like, oh, by the way, here's some more fear.
Yeah. I'm just tired of hearing
the government and media China's are basically bullshit. Salt Bay, but with fear. Yeah. Just sprinkling a little fear and division on you. So you don't pay attention to how you're getting butt fucked by them. Give me 40% of your money. Here's some fear and division. Fuck you. Fuck this goddamn government.
Man, when Trump wins, by the way, can you imagine what's going to happen?
Oh, you know, I can't. I actually almost hope he loses and then refuses to leave like they said. Like, what does that even look like? What do they think? He's going to sit Indian style in the Oval Office with his fucking, oh, not leaving, man. That's fucking people are so goddamn stupid. Can you imagine that he's throwing a tantrum, like kicking and screaming on the fucking ground in there?
They're dragging him out of there.
And the fucking incoming president has to do a press conference like, hey, Trump won't leave, so we're just going to stay at the Naval Observatory for the next couple of years. He shit his pants, and we had to clean that carpet out.
I'd be so fucking
Do you think anybody's ever shit their pants in the Oval Office?
Yes, 100%. I remember Al Roker.
He did fucking blow it out once.
He sharted up there at the Rose Garden.
Yeah.
And sharted in his weather suit. Got a little poopy in there.
In his weather suit.
Well, you know, what he does the weather in that, you know, that fucking huge suit he's always got on.
I don't know. I mean, he
swims in it.
He used to be a huge man.
He did, and it looked like he didn't get a new tailor.
Then he got his butthole sewn shut or whatever, and then slimmed down.
Yeah. Same thing. Lap band is what happened to him. But
is that what that is?
He sharted himself on two different occasions. One was in the Rose Garden, and then there was another one where I don't know if you remember David Cross. I know you're a big fan of David Cross.
Yeah.
He did coke inside the White House.
Good for him.
The correspondence thing, I believe.
Good for him.
He was talking about doing coke in the White House. Which is really funny.
Well, I mean, Secret Service.
He said he felt bad about it later.
Fuck that. The Secret Service is looking for guns and shit. They're not looking for coke.
No, you're good.
You're telling me fucking W didn't do cocaine in the White House? Come
on. Good. By the way, I want to talk about a new Instagram that's just popped up that a friend of mine sent me. And it's about that girl, Ghislaine.
Is she still alive?
She's still alive. That we know of.
I don't know.
And there's a rumor that she is ready to talk right now. And somebody started a website for her that's just all of the friends she knows and all of the pictures she's taken. Not a website, but it's on Instagram. It is fucking incredible, dude. I mean, it's everybody.
Mm.
She has a picture with everybody on
God's
screener.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking Xander sent it to me.
Yeah.
What is it called? It's in my messages. Let me look it right quick so we can tell these dum-dums in the audience.
The Good People, Celebs with Ghislaine is what it's called. And it's starting to gain steam. There's over 6,000 followers. It just started a few hours ago. But the celebrities on there. Michael Caine is on there partying with her.
I mean, apparently everybody's on there.
I could see her getting... Here's the thing, man. I think she's hot.
Mm.
Like, all of this is justified. I think in that old hot, though, like that, you know, older woman hot where you're like, oh, shit, she's down a party, kind of like in a swingers type sitch.
I don't know, man. She looks like I can't get past what I know about her as a human being.
Same, but let's say you didn't, Dan.
Well, I do, though, so it's not going to work.
But here's my thought is, like, here she is partying with John Corbett right now
yeah.
from Sex and the City.
Yeah, I see that one.
You know, with what she's wearing, if this woman comes up to you, wants to throw you, you know, a quick screw in aisle four, like, yeah, you know, you do it.
Sure, yeah. Here she is.
With Michael Bolton.
Yeah, her and fucking Epstein with Michael Bolton. Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, Spacey's in a bunch of these.
Trump.
Trump's in a bunch of
them. Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein, no surprise there. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Dirtbag. Didn't know.
I don't think this is how that works, but.
So I'm glad you brought that up because people are saying, hey, man, just because they were hanging out with her, they didn't necessarily know what she was doing at the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Martha Stewart wasn't banging 13-year-old girls.
No, no. But maybe she took a little dude.
Maybe. I don't know. Martha Stewart, she's not like a tiny lady. She needs some fucking this is my guess.
Yeah.
Likes large black men, probably.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You see, are you saying M. Stewart likes the little BBC?
Yep.
Woo, that is a fucking hot take right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I believe it. She's from New Jersey, man. She probably got tired of all the white trash she grew up with. Can you imagine being from Jersey City?
No.
And just like, as soon as you see the first black wiener, you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I got to get the fuck out of New Jersey. It's giving me cancer.
Put that picture up, Alec, of Martha Stewart right there. It's a Getty image.
See? And look at that dude in the background right there. That's her boyfriend.
Goddamn right. You got Ghislaine on the far right, and then you got Martha Stewart. Our screen went out up here.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Jane Krakowski.
Jane Krakowski,
yeah.
Michael Bloomberg. Here she is at Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
Yeah.
Which is not a good look. Prince Andrew, of course. Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was surprised to see Musk on there.
It seems like she spent quite a bit of time with Trump and Clinton.
Well, here's what I will say about this whole shit, right? Is once you're in it like this, that when you're that super rich, I think all rich people just kind of hang out with all rich people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, he was like anytime a billionaire or whatever socialite pops up in New York, everybody wants to hang out with him because that's what New York and LA is. It's who you know going to A-list parties and not paying for shit. That's what being a celebrity is not paying for shit,
right?
Essentially.
Right. So I think half of these people are probably innocent, but they're going to use these pictures forever, dude. Forever. The interesting part about Trump and all these pictures that he's with homegirl, he's always with his wife. He's always with Melania.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt she's – although she's European, who knows what she's into.
Who knows? Maybe there was a soft swing back in the day.
I think there's more of an understanding with him. There's no way that either one of them went into that relationship thinking there was going to be faithfulness. Maybe Trump didn't want Melania banging other people, but there's no way. She's not dumb. She seems like a pretty smart lady. There's no way that she was under the delusion he was going to be banging other chicks.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Caine, I don't think he was into younger girls. I bet she was fucking her.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know? Yeah, she's sexy. There's some other shots of her. Like, I get it. I understand the whole shit. I want to see her paraded out, though, in court, and I want to hear all these fucking stories, but I don't know if she's going to be alive for this.
That's the rumor that apparently she's cooperating, and she's going to say everything.
Oh, it'd be so great, wouldn't it? It would break apart everything. So you got Kanye running for president. He helps Trump win. She comes out and just ices, like, every pedophile of all time. 2020 could get better, kids. Could get better.
Yeah, I think maybe she comes out in July and names all the names, and then we spend all of August murdering these people. Like, honestly, if you've used, let's be real. Most of these people have used their power and position to become wealthy at the expense of other people.
Yeah.
And now if we find out they also use their power and position to rape children, I think we should just kill them, to be honest.
I agree.
I think we should fucking put, what sports stadium needs to go away?
I would say it's like the top of my list is Tampa Bay Devil Ray Stadium. That stadium needs
to be. Is it a shitty one? Is it old?
No, it was built really small and low, so a lot of people hit balls into the ceiling, and it's built on a tilt. So when you drive by it, the whole stadium slants downwards, and they did it on purpose, not sweet.
Mm.
But that stadium should go first. I'm really going to lobby for that Dolphin Stadium to go next.
But yeah, well, here's my idea. Let's find one of these stadiums that needs to get demoed, or maybe a big building, hotel, or something that needs to get demoed. Put them all inside and blow that motherfucker up.
Be great, wouldn't it?
Put it on TV. Just like that's your entertainment for the next month.
Be a fucking
blast.
There's
not going to be sports, probably, so we may as well watch these people die.
Oh, yeah, Miami got a new stadium, so I spoke too soon. I have not been to that stadium yet. I went to
They're going to need that stadium to house all those super disappointed Miami fans. Remember the Cubs used to say, wait until next year, and now the Dolphins are like, wait until 5 years from now.
Wait until never.
Sorry, Craig Gillespie, because they're never going to fucking win.
No, they're not. They're definitely not going to win, especially with Pat Mahomes signing a record deal. This is breaking news. $504 million for 10 years. Somebody's still making money during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Man.
He's doing all right. That's, I think Kurt.
Worth every penny, by the way.
I haven't answered him yet, but Kurt says, I hope that Mahomes. What did he say?
Dirty Curdy?
Yeah. He says, I hope that Mahomes' deal rapes them in 2 to 3 years. It's not going to happen, my man. Sorry. He's the best quarterback that exists right now.
100%. 100%. But you know what this means now for Cowboys fans? They're going to have to pay Dak probably 40 at this point. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Now he's going to get it, and he hasn't done dick.
No, I mean, if I'm in that negotiation and he's like, well, I mean, fucking Patrick Mahomes got him. I'm like, let me stop you right there, guy. Here's what Patrick Mahomes got. A Super Bowl ring, bitch. Shut the fuck up and get out of my office right now until you can learn to complete passes to the outside of the field and not throw them 12 yards over the top of guys' heads. Until then, shut the fuck up, Dak. You haven't won shit ever. God damn it, dude.
And the craziest thing is, not only did he win the Super Bowl last year, but he was within one play the year before of going to the Super Bowl. You and I were at that game against the Patriots.
Yeah, they just scored too fast, and then you can't give Tom Brady minutes.
They would have. I think they would have won that Super Bowl as well. That kid's worth every fucking dollar. I understand, too, why the – because a lot of people were like, I don't understand why the Chiefs didn't let him play out his rookie deal. Why? Why even tempt it? Because then you're going to end up in this Dak Prescott situation that they're in now.
Yeah, like – but this isn't even close to the same, though. Alec, you were texting us about the – I'm still seeing video come through on YouTube.
I think it's the screen itself from the the lookup screen.
Oh, that screen's fucked?
Yeah, it's not coming into the feed, but...
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, look, man, just yell. Yell the information at me. What information do you have? Yell it. God damn it, dude. You didn't have any information? I thrive on information, Alec. I need it. It's like food to me.
No, the screen was out, and now it is back on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So his dad was like a... Was he a pitcher?
He was a pitcher.
Yeah, he's... Goddamn. There's no fucking point in waiting on that. You don't wait on fucking... Nope. On Acuna. You don't wait on Ozzie Albies. You fucking lock them up. Because they're going to be great for a long time.
24 years old.
Man.
$504 million. That is the largest contract in...
It is. In the NFL getting history. You're getting him right now at probably 10% above market. Mm-hmm. And 3 years from now... With inflation and shit, especially after sports comes roaring back, there's going to be so many more viewers.
Yeah.
That fucking contract is going to be, he'll probably be 20 to 30% under fucking under market value within, 3 to 5 years?
Probably.
And he's going to be on that contract for another fucking 5 to 7 years after that. I mean, this is a great fucking deal for everybody involved. He's also a great human being.
Yeah.
He doesn't do stupid bullshit.
He didn't do anything.
He's nice and affable, quiet. And I'm not talking about political shit. I wouldn't mind if he did political shit. I'm just saying he doesn't go out and do stupid bullshit like a lot of guys do. He's not fucking Antonio Brown or
yeah.
What's the other guy's name that was on the Patriots? Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, yeah.
But can we all agree that everybody in jail for weed should just get released today?
I think that should have happened a very long time ago. That is something that's...
Can we also agree that Joe Biden is the guy that wrote the bill to put them all in jail for weed?
Kanye West is trying to get them out of there, so maybe that's why he's running.
Kim Kardashian has done more to get black dudes out of jail than Barack Obama did in 8 years. You fucking kidding me, dude?
It's crazy, isn't it?
God damn it.
It's crazy. I want to switch gears here to the NBA players. Did you hear this? They're going to put phrases on the back of their jerseys instead of their last name.
Oh, that's WNBA.
No, the Philadelphia 76ers forward Mike Scott said players have been given a list of phrases they may put on the backs of their jerseys when the NBA restarts in Orlando, Florida. He's saying this is a bad miss. They give us some phrases to use, and it was just a bad miss and a bad, bad choice.
I don't know. I like the idea, but it sounds okay to me. What are the phrase options?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the phrase options here. First one's Black Lives Matter. It's an obvious one.
I just can we please have some fucking left-leaning celebrity black people come out and talk about the difference between Black Lives Matters as an idea and the organization that is clearly Marxist? Like, look on their fucking website. Mm-hmm. They're anti-capitalist. LeBron James is not anti-capitalist.
No.
Like, fucking dude, it doesn't hurt your cause to say that. It helps you.
Yeah.
To say, no, fuck these guys. What we care about are black people, not this fucking bullshit organization. Why can't people just do that? Why is that so goddamn hard?
Everybody's worried about offending someone. I was surprised. Like, because this thing, I'd heard about this jersey thing a while ago, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know what it was. This guy came out and just said, here's what the names are. So I'll go through the names real quick that you can put on the back of your jersey.
Is this on ESPN?
It's on ESPN, yeah. Say Their Names is one of them.
I like that.
Vote.
Mm.
The fuck is that?
That's one of those things, like, that's what LeBron's been saying a lot. Like, that's how you don't take a stance.
Yeah.
Like, that's the pussy way out, in my opinion. Like, the women, the WNBA, they're putting the names of women that have been killed on the back of their jerseys.
That makes sense
to me. But even then, that's kind of slippery, because who do you put on there? Like, Philando Castile, absolutely. Right?
Right.
He was a fucking black dude obeying the law, protecting himself with his Second Amendment right, and he just got fucking murdered. George Floyd, probably. Even though he had a shady past.
Right.
The guy in Atlanta, probably not.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
But they probably will, right? So it's that part gets touchy. What else is on that list?
Peace, justice, I can't breathe, equality, freedom.
Isn't there already a guy in the league named Justice? Justice Winslow?
No. It's last names on the jersey, so he wouldn't qualify for that. Freedom, enough. Power to the people, justice now.
Why not just P2P? Power to the people is going to be this goddamn long.
It's very long. Say Her Name. I'm assuming
is that's, that a Beyonce song?
Brianna. Say my name. Say my name. Yeah. But I think that's Brianna Taylor in that situation. Say puede, which means yes, we can.
That's the correct. Obama thing. No. Why in fuck?
In Spanish?
Why? Because he was pandering to Latinos. What do you mean, why in Spanish? Get the fuck out of here. Asshole. This guy's a fucking asshole.
Why would they put that on the back of the jersey in Spanish?
Why would they put... That would be like hockey, which is way more conservative, putting MAGA on the back of their fucking jerseys.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why would you put Obama... Obama was in office for 8 years. He didn't do shit for black people. Mother of fucking God. He did lower, by the way, the overall... No, it's not true. So his lowering of the black unemployment rate was bigger in total than Trump's has been so far over 8 years. But he also started out in a recession that was on an uptick.
Right.
So it's, you know, hit or miss on that one.
Yeah. The next one is see us, hear us, liberation, respect us.
Liberation. Nope. Sorry, my man. Sorry, that one's not going to fly. There's got to be some nuance in this.
Stand up, listen to us, ally, anti-racist. I am a man. I don't know why I am a man.
Someone must have said that.
Speak up. How many more? Group economics, education reform, and mentor.
I am a man is a very old civil rights phrase from the 60s.
Okay.
From the Memphis sanitation strike, actually. Interesting.
Gotcha.
I like that. I'm good with that one.
Some of the players are having a hard time with this, and whoever Mike Scott is from the Philadelphia 76ers, I didn't even know that was an actual player in the NBA, saying this is a bad miss, and he did a press conference about it and said the league should have been consulted first before these phrases were chosen.
What's his real problem with it? I mean, he said
that there's other phrases that were more powerful that he wished he could have used.
Like what?
And he said that he wished they would have consulted the players first and that they could have had their input and then allowed them to put whatever they wanted.
Did he make any
jersey.
Recommendations on what it should be?
Yeah, so...
Because he's probably more of a conservative guy. He's from Chesapeake, Virginia. He went to a military academy and shit like that. So there's a good chance that he wants something that's actually meaningful and not just platitude shit.
Correct. So what he suggested was break the cycle.
Okay. I like that too. I mean, look, that's
Results is another one that he suggested.
He should be yes anding, or he is not should be. He is yes anding right now, if you know the parlance. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, he's not saying this shouldn't be done. He's just saying, hey, man, maybe. Is this what I'm gathering? Like, he just wants to add to the list?
No, he just said it's a bad miss all the way around. Mm. That none of them were given any choice in this and whatever. Inequality by design was another one by him.
Mm.
And a couple others, but he said, look, I think they're coming from a good intention, but I think it's tough to try to limit what people are feeling. So how can you speak out to only just a list of 15 or 20
sayings? No, it's the same thing that every fucking white liberal is doing right now, which is, hey, if we start changing team names and city names and tearing down statues, we don't actually have to change systemic economic fucking inequality.
Right.
Then we keep our money. Everybody's appeased, and you can go fuck yourself for another generation. Please pay attention and see this shit is happening. The Democratic Party's been doing it to you for a long time. Like I've said before, at least the conservatives had the grace to completely ignore your suffering and not add to it.
We got some sponsors to put this whole shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, Ghostbed.com.
Ghostbed's actually renaming their company because it's offensive.
To what?
To ghosts.
People are afraid of ghosts?
Yeah. Apparently, Ted Nugent's murdered a bunch of ghosts, and I don't know, something about that.
I'd love to have Ted Nugent on the show. You just did a show with him a couple days ago.
Yeah, we'll have Nugent on the show soon. Actually,
City Madman on.
Oh, I can't say this out loud. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm working on getting him to do a commencement speech for a very off-book organization that we're familiar with.
Oh,
and it's going to be the best day of all their lives to have Ted Nugent there.
It'd be awesome.
I'm going to have a show with a fucking bow and arrow.
Be the best. How is he? Was he cool on that show?
He's great.
Okay.
He's actually toned down the political stuff. Like, we talked for an hour and a half, and I had an expectation, because it's Ted Nugent and the shit he said over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
All he talked about was recognizing other people's points of view and how nuanced everything is and how we need to start fucking fixing problems and working together to get division out of the way. And I was like, Ted Nugent said that?
Yeah, he did.
I heard it with my own earballs, so I had to believe it.
Get him on a ghost bed. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. 30% off of bundle packages for the 4th of July sale that is still going on right now. As always, they've got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest at ghostbed.com. I was moving all day today, and I took the ghost pillows and put them in the car with me. I got a long drive to Tejas.
Whenever I move, I do the same thing. So obviously you can't fucking roll your bed up again and put it in your car. But my television, at least one of my fucking 90 televisions and my PlayStation, all my booze and my ghost bed pillows travel with me in the car.
Yeah.
And everything else gets shipped.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same. So I got a full fucking truck full of ghost bed right now. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Get on them deals. Next up, I'll be drinking this all night. KillCliffCBD.com.
Well, take some of these new Ignites.
I love it, dude.
It'll keep you awake through the drive.
I'm amped about it. KillCliff's got new amazing flavors in the Ignites. Their CBD products are the best in the biz.
They are.
If you're going to have a drinkable, man, the only place you can get it is KillCliffCBD.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS gets you 20% off a case and free shipping. 25 milligrams in every single can, and you will not piss hot. There is no THC in these. Great for the joints. I really can't recommend.
They've actually got a giveaway going on right now.
What do they got going on?
So you have to follow Drinking Bros Podcast on Instagram.
Okay.
Follow at KillCliff on Instagram. Tag two of your friends on both pages. So there's a post with me and
right.
You holding the thing.
Yeah, they're giving it.
They're going to give away the sampler pack of the new Ignite, ooh, which is a clean energy drink.
It is.
So they developed this.
No sugar.
No sugar, no bullshit. It doesn't have, let me make sure the cans are facing the right way.
Yeah.
So they developed, the original version had, I think, more caffeine and stuff in it. They're like, hey, let's dial back the stimulants.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind it was, there a lot of them are Navy SEALs, the guys that started the company. They're like, we want to fucking have the energy to operate, but not so much caffeine in our system that our fucking trigger hand is shaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that's a really good pitch for our audience. You want to be able to fucking murder without, you know.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Go to KillCliffCBD.com today.
Or KillCliff.com.
And use the promo code DRINKINGBROS, and that'll get you 20% off and free shipping.
For the rest of your goddamn life.
Last but not least, we've got BoxOfAwesome.com, D'Anthony. How awesome is it?
Man, I don't even know. I
here's how awesome it was to
as
me.
As a serial shopper,
I had to switch my address just to make sure. just to make sure.
As a cereal shopper, I'm telling you, man, I buy so much stupid bullshit.
I know.
At least now it's cool, curated bullshit. You know what I mean?
Huge fan.
Like, dude stuff, like fucking hatchets and like leather wallets and fucking dop kits and, like, stuff, like little kits that are made to make pancakes or grill out or chop up meat or whatever the fuck. It's just dude stuff.
It's the best. If your wife's getting a box of makeup and all that bullshit shipped to her house, you might as well get a box of some of the dopest shit on the planet. It's kind of like Brookstone, man.
Oh, yeah.
She's something like $40. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first box. I get a subscription. Every month that comes, it's a new goddamn surprise. We've got hatchets, dop kits.
I like to flex on people with it.
I know. It's great. When it shows up at the house, it's just like, hey, man. And everybody's like, what the fuck is that? And then you pull it out and you're like, hey.
I open it up, and if I see somebody else opening like their stuff with like a makeup kit or something like that, I walk by them and just, I swipe their shit off the table completely. Yeah. Just knock it all off and then put my stuff down there. Like, this is good enough for the table.
You have
Your shit belongs on the fucking floor.
You have to. Go to boxofawesome.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off. Want to give a huge, huge shout out here to Charlie Daniels, man. He's dead.
Yeah, he went.
He's left us.
Down to Georgia.
He did.
And he's dead now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that says about Georgia. Dead. I mean, Keisha Bottoms has Lance Bottoms.
Yeah.
Has AIDS or whatever. COVID.
COVID
now.
Yeah.
So stay out of Georgia.
Stay out of Georgia. The legend of Charlie Daniels is no more. Died at 83 years old.
He lived about as good a life as a human being can live, I imagine, right?
Hey, I heard it was hand gliding. He's from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Is he?
He was. Shit. Look, he's 83. He lived a fucking awesome life. I saw him in concert twice, and he had a 24-karat gold fiddle.
Wow.
That he pulled out and would play Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Man.
And people would go bug fuck for
him. He's the best, yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who. I've seen him. I've only seen him once, and it was at some fucking, not a festival, but it was like one of those things where there's like 10 bands over the course of 2 days. It wasn't a festival. It was like indoors, and it was all at night. It wasn't like a whole day thing, but I think he must have been in his 70s at that point, and he was still like rocking. I'm like, all right, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's rad, man.
Oof, man, you gotta.
I saw him at a concert at Lake Tahoe.
He was a good looking man back in the
accident.
Day.
Accident. Well, he was very Toby Keith-ish back in the day.
Yeah, but he wasn't like using the deaths of soldiers to sell albums. Sorry, Toby. I'm so American that I didn't sign up and fight. I just talk about it. Shut the fuck up, Toby Keith, you cunt. This guy fucking serious? I hate that shit. That's like people running Memorial Day sales. Like, hey, Joel, your friends die in the war? You're 20% off, brother. God damn it, man. Fucking dicks.
Yeah, it's all gone to shit, Dan. We had Kenny Rogers die. Now Charlie Daniels dies. Yeah, I saw him in Lake Tahoe at a really shitty casino. Hell of a show. The guy still,
I bet he plays the same if it's 4 people or 4,000, to be honest.
Probably.
He just seems like that kind of guy. He really loved the music, clearly.
Yeah, he does.
So my fan page just posted of it's Donye West for president.
Yeah.
Danye, or for however you want to say it, and it's my face on Kanye West's head.
Be great.
So I guess I'm in blackface now.
Well, there you go. Favorite Charlie Daniels song, Dan, go.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That's the only one anybody knows.
That's the only one I know.
Let's see. Actually, there is another one.
That's the only that one I really I know, like. And I apologize, but it was a fun show. At
Midnight Train, but that's a cover, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Long-Haired Country Boy is a good one, but that's from back in the day. There's one, I can't remember the name of it, but I know the lyrics, or I know the song.
What I hated about this today is when this popped up, like on Twitter, it just said, longtime Trump supporter Charlie Daniels dead at the age of 83.
Oh, is that like religious scholar Soleimani dead? Get fucked.
Do you know who Andrew Schultz is, the comedian?
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's one of the top probably 5 stand-up comedians alive right now, in my opinion.
He's getting there. He's really good.
Like, his crowd work is great.
He did an interesting interview yesterday where he was talking about the state of late-night television and how it's dead. And he was like, because he's been doing these little sit-down news segments that have been doing pretty well. And he was just like, look, man, I think the news is so skewed on both sides that people just want a real fucking opinion about shit. And he goes, you can't get it. He was specifically talking about, like, John Oliver. And he goes,
yeah, that guy's full of shit.
Yeah. And he goes, look, John Oliver's got a great staff and a great team, and not to say that he doesn't, and to take anything away with that. When you're watching a half-hour show that is all fucking slanted towards one goddamn narrative, he goes, it's hard to take any of this shit seriously. He goes, who watches that that show besides white, older, Upper East Side women in New York?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just white liberals watching it, and it's because that's market economics at its finest. The market is giving people what they want. That says way more about the American people than it does about John Oliver and his team. You know what I mean?
Because
there's an appetite for bullshit. People just want to fucking hear what they want to hear, and everything else is like Nazi, racist, or socialist, or whatever the fuck.
But here's the weird thing, and this is what he brought up. He goes, look, if you look at the ratings for this shit, he goes, it's nowhere close than me going and talking, you know, on my YouTube page or anything else. And it's the same way with like the Daily Show and,
that's
and everyone
dying.
Else. It is, but it's the same way with everybody else where it's just like, dude, we have a gajillion times more, like what, 8 million times more people listening to this show than any of John Oliver's shit. And it's like, I guess you're serving, I guess you're right. You're serving in a niche that is out there that is, you know, certainly paying the bills, but
I mean, look what real entertainment. How many people watched the Super Bowl this year? Like 111 million or some shit like that. And a good cable news show will have maybe 2 or 3 million people watching. Like a really, really like a Fox version.
Fox, yeah. If you had Hannity pulls that.
Yeah, but
maybe
that's
Rachel
the
Maddow,
that's the best. And I'm obviously an individual once a year event is going to get more, but it shouldn't be like what is that? Like 40 times more.
Yeah, it's
almost
crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy. I want to talk about the noose made of bread dough at the Jimmy John's today.
I didn't see that. That's
the,
fucking...
That got the... pull that up. It was like four white kids who made a noose out of bread dough and then hung the kid up, mocked, hung himself. It didn't really have anything to do with black people, but obviously
he probably just
it.
Wanted to kill himself because he works at Jimmy John's.
Pull that picture up for Dan. There it is.
Not that I don't love Jimmy John's, by the way. I'm just saying, working in fast,
I'm a big fan of Jimmy
John's. Working at a place like that is not great.
No.
If you're working at Starbucks or Chick-fil-A, you're probably having a decent time working those jobs.
Right.
But other than those two specific companies, it's probably not great.
So on the video that got released, you can see him there with the bread noose around his neck there, Dan.
He's working on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and he just said, look, man, I hate my shitty job and I want to kill myself. Therefore, I'm making a bread noose. And he said that in the video. It had nothing to do with race, but no one really cares anymore.
No, people don't care. I mean, we don't even know if the Bubba Wallace thing had anything to do with race, really. I mean,
you want to dive into that? Trump went all in.
I feel like he should have been, not Bubba Wallace, I feel like NASCAR should have been like, a little more thoughtful in the way they approached that because they threw Bubba Wallace under the bus. Mm-hmm. So for the first week or two after this all happened, I wouldn't say that I was on his side, but I understood from his position what it looked like, what he was told, and then he just got thrown to the fucking wolves.
Right.
You know what I mean? And NASCAR threw him under the bus so goddamn fast. I have a theory on why, but I'll get to that in a sec. but now the last week and a half or two, he's been consistently doubling down on shit. And I don't understand why. Like
Trump or
Bubba
Wallace?
Well, both.
Well,
I mean, Trump's always tweeting stupid shit. I don't know why the fuck he even, like, why is he talking about that now? That's like making a Monica Lewinsky joke at this point. That was weeks ago, motherfucker.
Look, man, I think it's 4 months left. You're down to picking sides. What's working best for you here? It was interesting to see Trump go after Bubba Wallace and NASCAR. Mm. He says, has Bubba Wallace apologized to all those great NASCAR drivers and officials who came to his aid, stood by his side, and were willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out that the whole thing was just another hoax?
Yeah, but from Bubba Wallace's position, it wasn't a hoax. He was told by NASCAR and shown a picture of something that clearly looked like a noose. He didn't know that it had been there for a year or whatever the fuck. Like, right. He didn't know any of that information when he went out on the stump to do all this media. So I don't really blame him for that. I blame NASCAR for that.
Yeah.
the doubling down and all that stuff is, at this point, it's on you, Mr. Wallace. Like, you've got to stop this shit, dude. It's just getting real dumb.
Yeah, and the ratings have been very porous for fucking NASCAR. And there's no sports on at all right now.
NASCAR has been terrible for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, we've talked about on this show before, they've been fucking hemorrhaging viewers for 10 years, and it's not going back ever. It'll never go back. But I've talked to some people that know Bubba Wallace and have worked with him or worked around him before, and it turns out he's kind of a little bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, so there was this virtual NASCAR thing going on. You remember this,
right? Yeah.
And he was doing it one day, and he fucking crashed his car, and instead of waiting for it to get fixed through the virtual part and doing it again, because it's entertainment for the fans, ultimately, mm-hmm. he just took his ball and went home. He threw a tantrum, apparently, and just fucking left.
No shit.
Yeah. And that's not the first time he's done something like that, and he got lit the fuck up for it, but you can't find that news anywhere.
No.
Like, somebody from NASCAR said what you did was like a 13-year-old child playing video games. You broke your PlayStation controller and fucking stormed off to your room.
That's what all those guys did.
And he's never won a goddamn race in his career.
No.
So, not that that has anything to do with this, but like, come on, man. Know who you are. Like, it's a guy who's a mediocre driver, essentially, mm-hmm. and this is his chance to be famous. It's kind of like Kaepernick
a little bit. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But I think from NASCAR's perspective, this is the problem. They don't have one, they only have the one black guy. And that doesn't look great for them. Regardless of, like, I don't think anybody's actively trying to keep black people from driving stock cars.
No, probably. Look, that's the job where
you have to be wealthy.
You got to get in there. Yeah,
you have to be wealthy as a child to be able to do that.
And want to do it. I don't know anybody who wants to be a NASCAR driver.
I don't know anybody from the inner city would even think about that.
I don't even know any white people that want to be NASCAR drivers.
No, I don't either. But they don't have, after the Confederate flag thing, they were starting to get bad press, and they didn't. There's nothing they could do about it. Like, yeah, you can ban the Confederate flag, but they still have this aura that NASCAR is somehow intrinsically racist, and they don't have, they're the boogeyman at that point. They're the bad guy. Like, as an organization, they're the bad guy. So what do you do when you're the bad guy? You create a new bad guy, and everybody attacks that bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? So the bad guy is some random employee that tied a noose a year ago, right? And then everybody fucking comes to Bubba's aid and his rescue and pushes his car to the front, which is weird as shit that happened. this is an information operation campaign. It's misdirection. Like, NASCAR is they don't want to fucking take any blame for not doing outreach to the inner city like every other fucking major sport has done. Mm-hmm. And instead, they create this fake bullshit. There you go.
There it is.
Problem solved. Now NASCAR looks good. Oh, we support our black guy. Our one black guy.
So
it's ridiculous.
I look at the ratings of this because this was the lowest ratings they've had for a live race, right? On television for NASCAR. What happens if this bleeds over? Let's say the jersey thing did happen in the NBA. Would people stop watching if that's all you're seeing for every second of every single game?
I don't think so. I think that jersey thing is fine to me. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm just asking out of curiosity because it hasn't been done before, and it's like, it seems like people when they watch sports or if they go to the movies, they want to be entertained and they don't want to fucking have social political issues jammed in their face all day. And I wonder if that's going to have any impact if they go through with it.
Is that really jamming it in your face, though? Like, that's kind of a passive way to do it. Like, we've seen, especially in the NBA and Major League Baseball, we've seen the Spanish logo fucking jerseys for, what, 5 years now? It's not that big a deal.
Yeah. People,
like, it is what it is. Who cares?
It's never been something political, though. So I'm curious as to what will happen.
Well, I don't think...
Because you said, look, if they kneel for the anthem, I'm out. I'm out of NFL.
Yeah, but it's not because it's not because of me being offended at kneeling for the anthem. I mean, I don't like that. I think it's counterproductive, but it's because they missed the point. Like, the point of kneeling for the anthem, according to everyone, was to gain attention mm-hmm. on this problem. Is anybody not aware of this problem at this point? So what does kneeling do now? Kneeling basically now is because I can.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a thumb in the eye. Like, Not just that, but they're going to kneel for the national anthem, but they're going to play the quote-unquote black national anthem.
Yeah, week one, allegedly, whenever that starts, and mm-hmm. like we said on the show here, we know the NFL is not starting until week five.
Yeah.
But I've never – the Hodge Twins did a great video on this. They've been on the show. Huge fan of the Hodge Twins. They did a great video on this, and it's two black identical twin brothers who are comedians, if you don't know who they are, and they said, look – we don't know what the national anthem is for black people. Like, you'd have to go back to Africa for that, and we have no idea. And they said, this seems like something made up. After I watched their video on Instagram, because I follow those guys, I don't know what it is either.
I've seen the song somewhere before, but I just don't know what the purpose of that is, to be honest.
Not sure.
Although, I mean, I think it's innocuous enough. I mean, it's not that big a deal, really. Like, no. It is what it is. It's like, we've turned like old Negro spirituals into like rock music and songs and stuff at this point, right? So stuff mm-hmm. like that evolves over time, and listening, reading literature and listening to music from time periods gives you a very deep sense of what people were thinking, feeling, and responding to in that time. And I think that's very interesting to look at. And I think it would be interesting for white Americans to listen to the words of that song or listen to some of those old spirituals and try to gain some perspective on what people were feeling and thinking and experiencing back then, because it's helpful. But this just seems like it's just another one of those platitudes. Like, the NFL should be running programs to hire black people and to make sure that their sponsors hire black people and put them in not jobs, but careers, mm-hmm. make sure they're getting educated and get good long-term careers, because that's what upper mobility is. Not changing team names. Not that I give a fuck about the Redskins or whatever the fuck.
Right.
I think that name is stupid. That's clearly racist. Eh. It's no, there's no That's it's Redskins.
Let's change it to the Caucasians.
Let's change it to the Blackskins, and would that be fine?
No, I would. But
the yellow skins. I mean, Caucasians. That's fucked up.
I'm fine with it if you go Caucasians with it.
God damn it, man! Why are we arguing? Like, I understand everybody's a pussy these days, but that's an easy one. You're not losing anything by changing the Redskins team name.
No, I agree.
It's that team sucks anyways.
I've got them going to the playoffs this year.
Maybe.
So we'll see. I know they're working on it now, though. I know the owner and a couple of the executives are working on new names. For the
I don't
Washington
think it's going to happen.
We'll see. I think it will. And I know some of the minority owners
that's why
just sold
I
their
think
share.
It's not going to happen.
Shares of the team. So.
I think those minority owners went to a board meeting and they said, like, hey, we're going to fucking look at some names, but I don't know if we're going to change it or not. They're like, fuck this, I'm out, because they don't want the bad press. That's my opinion. I don't think the team name's going to change. But I saw some of the fucking name suggestions. I thought some of them were kind of cool.
What like were
the Red Tails, which was it was an all-black fighter pilot squadron, in I think in World War II.
Okay.
But they're from Alabama.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it play. I mean, they did represent the entire country, obviously, but I don't know. The Washington Warriors is another one, or the Federals or something like that. I like Warriors, but I think if you say Warriors, you need to somehow spin that conversation back to the actual natives. That's why I like the team name, the Braves. I didn't like the
Hogs is up there.
That's weird. I like the team name, the Braves, because it's not, first of all, it's not a slur.
Right.
And secondly, it's like kind of, forget about the old racist caricature Brave head, like the Indian head with the that's kind of fucked up. But the name itself is honoring
Chief Nakahoma.
Yeah. The name Braves itself is that's honoring how well these motherfuckers fought. You know what I mean? I get that. That's great. I like that.
I don't mind the Hogs, the Washington Hogs.
What does that even mean, though?
Well, they're
somebody said just the Skins. And then it can be Pigskins. Like, no one's going to fucking think that. You idiot.
Some of their diehard fans is the fucking, they wear those hog shit.
I see.
Little pig mask. So
I don't understand why people are clinging onto that name.
The Washington Presidents is in there, huh?
Like, I understand this is the same way that celebrity black folks won't come out against the organization, despite BLM. Despite being ultra-capitalist themselves, which is exactly what fucking LeBron James is, because they don't want to fucking give ground and make it seem like they're against their own side.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like white conservatives are feeling the same way about the Redskins. Like, well, if we do this, everything else is going to get changed. And you might be right about that.
Maybe.
But you can't fight the fucking losing battle. You have to fight the good ones. Yeah. Like, make them stop knocking down statues of abolitionists, maybe.
Hey.
Maybe that one. Instead of fighting for their fucking Redskins, which is a clear racial slur. God damn it.
Oh, D'Anthony, it's going to be a hard one for you to get through this world these times, because it's only getting worse. You know.
Well,
that, right?
I mean, look, Kanye and I, you know, on the campaign trail, it's going to get dicey, I would imagine.
Nothing would make me happier than if you were Kanye's VP.
Oh, yeah. That would be the best
so
thing ever.
So fucking good. Now it's time for the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Kevin Lewis from Ohio, who's been a member of Drinking Bros for 1 year. He's nominating Officer Dia Toledo. That's a weird name.
Is this the
maybe? No, maybe it's Officer. I'm sorry, Officer Dia Toledo Police.
There we go. From Ohio. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, is he like 26 years old or some shit? I think I saw this one come through.
Officer Dia was shot and killed in the line of duty on July 4th, 2020 in Toledo, Ohio. He was 26 years old and a husband and a father. Officer Dia returned fire and spoke his last words over his radio and told his family that he loved him. He loved them. As a deputy sheriff for over 10 years, Officer Dia represents all of us. He had the testicular fortitude to return fire and communicate to his family when he knew he was dying. I could only hope I could do the same if I was in Officer Dia's shoes. Cheers. Cheers to you as well, Kevin, and cheers to Officer Dia and his family, man. That sucks. Again, you keep hearing all this fucking shit about defund the police and everything else. Have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. The fucking press secretary lit the entire pool up this morning. I don't know if you saw that shit.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, everybody, this morning I got 12 questions about the Confederate flag and zero about the 143% increase in murders nationwide over the weekend.
So did you see the ones in New York, man, are the ones that are the most staggering because they had their shit together, but...
New York is, the NYPD is a very professional organization. They've had a couple of hiccups. Obviously, any amount, if you get 35,000 people together, a couple are going to be assholes. This is the way it is. But they've, if you went to New York in the fucking early 90s or even mid 90s versus now, it's night and fucking day. And now it's getting back to the old bullshit.
Yeah.
You know who turned it around, right? It was Rudy Giuliani.
Yep.
Who is a fucking asshole. Yeah. But sometimes you need an asshole.
But he did it. He did
it. It was him and Bernie Kerik.
Even when I was there, fuck, man, 99, there was still, like, part of Midtown. You just couldn't even go. It was, like, peep shows, prostitutes, all that other shit.
Yeah.
People were getting fucking murked in warehouses down in the meatpacking district.
Now all those warehouses are fucking restaurants and fucking bars and shit.
Yeah, condos and restaurants. And
yeah.
It's crazy, man, but it seems like it is going in reverse quickly there. And according to today's reports, over 500,000 New Yorkers have fled.
500,000, and the vast majority of them are middle-class Americans, which means you're going to be left with poor people and rich people, which is essentially the Hunger Games. So we'll see what happens there. Back to the Redskins thing. I want to see just a fucking saltine cracker. That's the entire logo. It's like in some kind of, there's a circle background behind it.
And the Washington Crackers?
There's no team name. It's just the Washington football team, but there's a saltine cracker on it.
Or just a huge tub of vanilla ice cream. Because that's the way everything's going these days. It's just going to be boring and bland as shit.
Somebody said the Washington eunuchs. That's a good idea.
Ooh, I'm a big fan of that one. Yeah.
I mean, look.
We'll see.
I mean, if Ghislaine Maxwell starts talking all this shit, we find out most of our politicians are a bunch of pedos, we should go around.
Washington pedos.
It would be nice to cut their dicks off, I guess.
Yeah.
Instead of murdering them outright, just cut their dicks off, but make that public.
Yes, in front of them, and they've got to sit there in it for like 3 hours, just right until they bleed out.
Yeah, you could do that. That's an old Roman punishment as well. They came up with some crazy shit to fucking torture and murder people.
Worst death I've ever seen was in Bone Tomahawk, that movie.
What was it? I haven't seen that.
They hung him upside down, these Indians, and took an axe. So they put the person buck naked, the dude buck naked, hung him upside down. And then chopped down through his penis and balls all the way through his body.
That's like that's essentially impaling. Like that's what impaling.
But the
used
problem
to be.
Is the first stroke didn't go down. So like,
oh yeah, no impaling. Chopping. Impaling is they would put you on top, like dick and balls first, on top of a big fucking knife or a spear or some shit, like a big one though. And at gravity would just fucking go down, and you would fucking get separated. As you went.
Oh,
down.
My God, dude.
Yeah. And then there's another one where they cut around your collar and just pull your skin down all the way down to your waist, and you die from whatever the fuck you die from, infection and shock and shit.
God damn it, dude. That's
then
awful.
There's one where they put a glass rod up your dick hole and smash it with a hammer.
Now,
and you
that
bleed
one
out.
I've heard, yeah.
And then there's another one where they put you in stocks and put female horse pheromones on your butthole and let the horse rape you to death.
Yeah.
So they're pretty creative over there.
I heard about that one as well. The way the director shot that Bone Tomahawk, it's starring Kurt Russell. It's a great movie. Everybody's seen it at this point. I think it's free on Amazon Prime right now. Mm. But the way it's shot, like, because there's another guy that's going to get killed the same way, and Kurt Russell makes eye contact with him the whole time. And he's just like, stay with me. I'll be here with you to the end. Mm. This guy's just fucking slowly dying as they're chopping him right through his ball sack, dick, and then body and everything else. And you're just like, oh, God.
Spoiler alert.
It is the worst death ever. That movie came out 10 years ago. If you haven't seen it at this point, that's on you, my man, not me. But it's a great flick, for sure. Dan, I hope it gets better out there, but I don't think it's going to for a while.
No, it's not.
We'll be here with you.
It's not getting any better. The fuck are you guys laughing at?
When Alec laughs, then I know like something really happened today. I know that someone was gotten out there today, because it's rare that he gives a good hearty chuckle like that. So, and I know that Dan was in rare form tonight. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube, and if you're on iTunes, just give us a quick 5-star review, and then just give us a little one-liner on there. It helps scoot us on up the charts. Man, I am tongue-tied tonight. It has been a long day of moving, but we'll be in Tejas soon enough. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.